Glad to see so many of you have showed up. I'm going to try messing with this thing. Is that any better? If you can't hear me, just holler, and I'll holler. First of all, I would like to say I'm very happy to be back in Ev Meekum country. Of course, I live half the time in Arizona, except in the summers when I go to live in Moab, Utah, to get away from the heat. It may be true that Utah has the world's worst county commissioners. I'm thinking primarily of San Juan, Grand, and Garfield counties. But, we in Arizona can boast the world's worst governor at the moment. The world's worst governor, Utah's own Ev Meekum. How can we ever thank you? Actually, I feel sorry for the poor guy. Even his wife won't speak to him anymore, except to say, "Oh, please, Ev, not tonight. I've got a headache." Which reminds me, I heard what I hope is a new Ev Meekum joke tonight. I hope it hasn't saturated Salt Lake already. Why do Arizona cats walk around with their tails up in the air all the time? They're showing off their Ev Meekum buttons. Of course, it's hard to say which of our great states have the worst politicians. Very difficult. We've got Ev Meekum, Eldon Rudd, and Bob Stump. Those are actual names. But you have my old friend Calvin Black from Blanding. Hey, Cal, are you out there? Got any new pots for sale? And then, of course, there's weird types down in Garfield County who lock up some poor jerk for sugaring a bulldozer. Serves him right. Water and sand are much better. They charge this poor guy with vandalism when these county commissioners in Garfield are doing their best to destroy one of the most beautiful primitive areas left in the whole state of Utah. Who are the true criminals in Garfield County? Well, not the fellow who tried to save the Burr Trail from final destruction, but that little gang of county commissioners and BLM bureaucrats who have been conspiring together for years to vandalize, industrialize, and pollute a land which is the rightful property of all Americans, of all humankind, for that matter. And more important, the property not merely of us humans, but of the eagles and the hawks and the coyotes and the fox and deer and the badger and the mountain lions who migrated there before any humans ever did. The true home. However bad as Garfield County may be, I want to boast a little more about my county, Grand, Moab, my other home, my part-time home, which I think may really be the worst of all. There we have underway a conspiracy between a toxic Waste Company, several county commissioners, and a mysterious newspaper editor trying to sneak a toxic waste incinerator plant into Grand County without stirring up the public. They kept it a secret as long as they could, and the secret got out, and there was a great public outcry against it in Moab of all places. The county commissioners are now trying to ram it through against what appears to be majority opposition. Challenged to hold a county referendum on the issue, the commissioners declined. Or at least that was the latest I heard. Moab, Grand County, Southeast Utah, Arizona, Utah, my favorite places in the whole world, actually. Why, I want to know, however, getting back to Grand County, why does Hollywood always choose the Moab area when they want to make a movie about brain-damaged radioactive mutants? I think it's insulting. Those California types think they're so smart. How good would their brains be? I'd like to know if they'd been breathing radon and U-235 all these years. Or, in the immortal words of a former Grand County commissioner, out of charity, I won't name him, during a debate in Moab on county funding of a mental health clinic, this man said, "We don't need no mental health in Grand County."